Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 27th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos. In this parak, the Rambam will begin his discussion of the concept of tchum, the boundaries where one is not allowed to walk beyond on Shabbos. Halacha Aleph. Hayotzei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'Shabbos, lokeh. Somebody who walks beyond the city limits where he's in on Shabbos receives lashes. Shnei Meir's pasuk says, Ayotzei ish m'mukomo b'yom ha-shavi. A person should not go out from his place on the seventh day. Makom zehu tchum ha'ir. What does this place refer to? It refers to the boundaries of the city. Now, the Torah itself didn't give any particular measurement to this boundary. However, Chazal have received in their tradition that this boundary is beyond 12 mil. Mil is about a kilometer. Opposite what the camp of the Bnei Yisrael was in the Midbar when they were journeying through the wilderness. And this is what Moshe was telling the Bnei Yisrael. Don't go beyond the Jewish encampment. However, on a rabbinic level, they forbade a person from going beyond merely 2,000 amos outside of a city, a lot less than 12 mil. Up until 2,000, you're allowed to walk, because that's still considered the area which is designated for pasture of the city. But beyond 2,000 amos outside of the city limits, then you've gone too far. Therefore, we see from this that a person is allowed to walk across the entire city, no matter how big, even if it's as large as the great city of Nineveh of Assyria. He's allowed to walk across the whole thing on Shabbos, whether it was surrounded by a wall or whether it was not. And in a similar fashion, a person is allowed to walk from any direction out of the city 2,000 amos, and therefore, if you draw a big square, you actually get a little bit more in the diagonal. However, if you go beyond these 2,000 amos, so then, if he walks beyond the 2,000 amos up until 12 mils distance, so then he receives rabbinic lashes. However, if he goes beyond the 12 mil, even a single ama, loke min ha-Torah. So then he receives Torah-ordained lashes. If a person is going beyond the tchum on Shabbos, however, he does so by being above the ground 10 tefachim, such as if he's jumping from one pillar to another pillar, that each one of them is 10 tefachim tall, but none of them are 4x4 tefachim wide, then that's considered a case of doubt whether or not there's a concept of going beyond the tchum when you are above 10 amos from the ground. However, if he was walking on a place which did have 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so then it's viewed as if he's walking on the ground, and then, for sure, the concept of tchumim applies. Halacha Dalet. Misha Shabbos bedir shav midbar o b'sahar o b'mara kiyotz b'hen mershus yachid, v'halach es kula, v'chutz la'apayim ama, l'chol ruach b'ribua. If somebody happened to spend Shabbos in some sort of corral for animals out in the wilderness, or in a jail, or in a cave, or the like, and they are all their own standalone mershus yachid, he's allowed to walk through that whole Rishas HaYachid, and beyond it, he's allowed to go 2,000 amos in every direction, in the same square that we had described, and therefore gets a little bit extra in the corners. And similarly, if somebody's just out in a valley, not in a Rishas HaYachid, but he's just out in a big, wide expanse, and even if he was sleeping at the time when Shabbos came around, so he did not actually acquire the place where he was sitting, he didn't mean to designate it as his special base for Shabbos, as we'll talk more about his Makom Shvisa. So then, he's allowed to walk from that place in every direction, again, 2,000 amos in a square. Hay mahalich bebeka, ve'enu yodeya tchum Shabbos, mahalich apayim psios beinonios, sehu tchum Shabbos. If a person is out there in this valley, and he doesn't know exactly where 2,000 amos will be, so he's going to take 2,000 average steps in every direction, and that's considered the tchum for Shabbos. Halacha hei, hamahalach apayim ama sheish lo lahalach v'shoma midaso besoch dir o sahar o ma'ara besoch medina ein mahalach ela ad sof midaso. If a person is walking 2,000 amos, and the end of those 2,000 amos is able to conclude inside of one of these corrals or a cave or inside of a city. So he's only allowed to walk up until the point where his 2,000 hours end. And we don't say that since his measurement ends in this Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so then he's allowed to walk across the whole thing. When is that true? That's true when that measurement of his, 2,000 amos, ends in part of the city or in part of that cave. However, if that Rosh Hashanah Yachid were entirely subsumed within his 2,000 amos, so then that Rosh Hashanah Yachid is transformed into being considered like it's only 4 amos, and then you can walk beyond it to complete the rest of his measurement. If a person was 1,000 amos from the place where his base was on Shabbos, if he chutz la'ir ad medina om ara sheish barka elef ama o pachos me elef, mahalach es kol medina om ara shepagaba, mahalach chutzla elef ama pachos arba amos. If within his remaining 1,000 amos there's a city or a cave or the like which is totally subsumed within that other 1,000 amos, so then he's allowed to walk through that entire thing, and when he gets out on the other side, it counts as if he's only used up 4 amos. So then he's still got, let's say, 996 left going out the other side. However, if that city which was subsumed but not entirely within his remaining 1,000 amos, it was 1,001 amos, let's say. So most of it was subsumed, but there was a little bit that stuck out on the other side. He's only allowed to walk 1,000 amos into it, and then he has to stop. Because that concludes his 2,000 amos of his measurement. If somebody's 2,000 amos measurement ends in the middle of a city, even though, as was just explained, he can only walk to the end of the measurement, he is, however, allowed to move things throughout the whole city simply by throwing them. Similarly, if somebody was sleeping out, he was resting his place for Shabbos, was out in a valley, and then non-Jews surrounded walls around him on Shabbos, he's still, nonetheless, only allowed to walk 2,000 amos every direction, despite the fact that right now he's surrounded by walls. However, he is allowed to carry things during that in that whole enclosed area, Ida's Rika, through throwing, assuming that they have enclosed it for the sake of living in it. If somebody was coming on the road to enter into a city, whether he was coming on dry land or whether he was coming from the sea, if he's entered within 2,000 amos close to a city before Shabbos enters, even though he hasn't yet reached the city, El Shabbos only makes it there on Shabbos. Nonetheless, then that individual is allowed to view his place of Shvisa as the city itself, and he can walk in every direction from it 2,000 amos. If somebody was coming into a city and he was asleep on the road, and he only woke up once Shabbos had started, and when he wakes up, he finds himself, he discovers that he's within the boundaries of the city's limits, he nonetheless is allowed to view that city as his Makom Shvisa, and is allowed to walk 2,000 amos in every direction from the city. Since all along he was intending to get to the city, and therefore, since he was intending to go there all along, he acquires his base, his place for resting on Shabbos, along with all the other people in the city, just as they do, and therefore he can go 2,000 amos in every direction from that city. If somebody had gone beyond the boundaries where he's allowed to on Shabbos, even a single ama, lo yikones, he's not allowed to enter back in. Because the 4 amos which a person is allowed in a case where he does not have tchum, so that begins from the place where he's standing from. Therefore, therefore, once he's gone beyond the boundaries where he's allowed to on Shabbos an ama or more, so he should just sit in the place where he is. And then he is not allowed to go beyond the 4 amos around him, from the place where his feet had stopped, and outward. And similarly, if somebody had been outside the boundaries of a city, and then nightfall came about, and it was Shabbos, even if he's just outside of the city's boundaries by 1 ama, he's not even entering into it. Rather, he stays in the place where he was when Shabbos took effect, and he can only go 2,000 amos in every direction. And again, if his measurements end up being completed inside of the city in part, so then, by the same explanation the Rambam had said before, he's only allowed to walk until the end of his 2,000 amos, and that's that. However, if a person has 1 foot beyond the tchum and 1 foot within the tchum, so then he's allowed to go back into the tchum and can play by those rules. Somebody went beyond the boundaries without having intent. For example, non-Jews took him out, or he had gone temporarily insane, or he made a mistake, and he had gone out. He only has 4 amos from that spot. And if he then intentionally goes back in, he still only has 4 amos. If they brought him back, then it's as if he had never gone out, because in the same way they had taken him out against his will, and he got put back against his will, so now it's as if he was there all along. If they place him in a private domain, and if the non-Jews had taken him and put him in some corral out there, some jail cell, or they had placed him in another city, so then he can walk in that whole thing. And similarly, if he had by accident inadvertently gone out to one of these places, Venizgar, and then he only recognizes where he is then that he wasn't allowed to do so, and he's now in them, and he's allowed to walk across the whole thing. If a person leaves beyond the boundaries on purpose, even though he came back in without intent, such as if non-Jews had brought him back, or again, temporary insanity had made him go back, he still only has 4 amos in that case. And similarly, if a person left beyond the boundary on purpose, even though he's inside of a private domain, going deer, vesar, such as one of these corrals, he nonetheless still only has 4 amos. If somebody goes out on a ship, he goes out into the Mediterranean Sea, even though now he's beyond the boundaries from the place where he had set his place of rest, he's still nonetheless allowed to walk across the whole boat, and he's still allowed to carry all of it. If somebody went beyond the boundary without intention, and then he was surrounded on Shabbos by walls, he was enclosed, he's allowed to walk within that whole enclosed area. This is assuming, though, it's not beyond 2,000 amos. However, if the boundary which he had gone out of on Shabbos is included, at least in part, within the walls that had been created against his will, since he's allowed to walk within the whole range of that enclosed area, he's allowed to go back into the boundaries of where he had left from. And once he's entered, then it's as if he had not left. Anybody who's not supposed to be move beyond the place where he is, beyond 4 amos, in Mitzrach Lenkava, if he needs to go to the bathroom, Hareza Yotze Umarchik Benifne Bechozer Lemkomo, and he's allowed to leave beyond the 4 amos, and he can defecate there, he can go to the bathroom, and then afterwards, he comes back. And if he ends up being able to go back into the boundary which he had left from, when he needs to leave his own 4 amos in order to go to the bathroom, so since he enters into it, he's allowed to enter into that old boundary, and it's as if he never left. This is, though, assuming that he had not left it intentionally. If he had left it intentionally, even though he's now, in this process, been able to go back and enter into it again, he still only has 4 amos. Anybody who has left with the permission of Beis Din, such as the witnesses who had come to testify on the fact that they had seen the new moon, or anybody like them, anybody who is permitted to leave for the sake of a mitzvah, so yeshlo apayim amal chol ruach b'osam makom shigeilo. So then he has 2,000 amos from the place where he was in every direction. Ve'im higeil medina, and if he reaches into a city, hariyu kanchi ha'ir. So then he counts as part of that city. Yeshlo apayim amal chol ruach chutz medina, and then he has the whole city to walk within, and 2,000 amos from every direction from the boundaries of the city. Halacha yud zayin. Hayoti rishas v'amru lo v'hu holich b'derech kfar nazis ha'mitzvah shiatzas lasos. If somebody had left with permission, and then while he's out, he discovers that the purpose that he had gone for, to accomplish some particular mitzvah, well, it's no longer necessary. The mitzvah's already been accomplished. So from the place where he discovers this, he has 2,000 amos in every direction. And if within the 2,000 amos where he can move from that spot right now, then it leads back into the tchum where he had left initially. So then, once he can get into that one, if it's fully contained within it, so then he's allowed to go back, and it's as if he never left. So the same thing also applies with regard to the people who had gone to save Jewish lives, either from idolaters, or from a river, or from some sort of ruin, which had a building which had collapsed. So then they have 2,000 amos in every direction from the place where they had done this saving. If the non-Jews were very, very powerful, and therefore the ones, these rescuers, were afraid to rest in the place where they had saved other Jews from, then they're allowed to go back to the place where they had come from, and they can even carry their weapons back home. That concludes this parak. Tomorrow we will continue on our discussion of Tchum. Have a great day.